wrong. Look, the men are sharpening their sabres. Those are supposed to be ornamental.
They're preparing for battle.
Against whom? What do you mean about the date exactly?
I'm an idiot. Even with the TARDIS playing up, I should have seen the signs.
What signs?
It's the 16th of August, 1819. It's the day of the Peterloo Massacre. This city is about to go to war against its own people.
Father, what are you doing here?
Ah, there you are, my boy.
Have you been drinking? Before midday?
Oh, calm yourself, William. We always start off at the tavern.
The lad's looking a bit jumpy there, Hurley. Wet behind the ears. Hasn't even broken his boots in.
Father, I must talk with you. It's about the doctor.
You'll need to get a drink down, you boy. Steady your nerves. Porter for my lad, landlord.
I'm not drinking with you. We've got to get out there.
Still, he's keen to see action. Reminds me how I was, and we all were, at Waterloo. I'll see you both on the field.
We, the Yeomanry of Manchester, are honoured to have your infantry by our side today, Walton.
Hey!
Father, the doctor says that today will go badly, that there will be disaster.
Rubbish. All will be well. We're having the riot act read, as is proper. If the protesters pay no heed, well, they'll have no one to blame but themselves.
Blame for what, Father?
A toast, everyone, to upholding the peace! Upholding the peace!
There must be thousands of people out there.
80,000 or so. The records don't agree exactly, but far more than the city fathers were expecting.
So, what goes wrong?
Almost everything. We don't want to be caught at the heart of it. This way, I think.
Where are you going?
The barracks belong to a private militia run by the city magistrates. They're the ones who control what happens today.
So?
There'll be a good vantage point from the magistrates' buildings. We'll have a better chance of spotting Nyssa from here rather than at ground level.
Can't we just stop it happening?
You know we can't, Tegan, but we can ameliorate things a little, perhaps. Come on. This is where the magistrates are. Wait. There's someone coming.
Hello? Hello there? Is this the place?
That depends, sir.
I'm the Reverend Mr. Small. There's some little task the magistrates need a man of my experience to carry out.
Well, lead the way, sir.
I was rather flattered to be asked. The most important men in the town asking me.
Mind your step there.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Of course, it was quite a struggle coming through the crowds. What a terrible lot they are.
They're protesting, that's all.
They need a lesson in how to behave themselves. Good job I'm here.
Oh, no. This is how it begins.
Why? What's he going to do?
I'm going to read the crowd the Riot Act.
For a bit, would you?
Of course. He's so good, he's hardly made any noise at all.
Oh, he's used to noise. To my father coming in at all hours and crashing about.
How are you feeling now, Kathy?
Excited. Scared. Oh, it's even better than I thought. All those faces. There are so many of us.
What are they chanting? I can't make it out.
Does it matter? How can they not listen to such a hullabaloo?
Who?
The rich ones. They have to pay heed to our pleas.
I just hope they won't feel threatened by all this.
But how could they, Nyssa? It's just wonderful.
That view. Doctor, look at them all.
I can't see Nyssa.
Terrible rabble. Stand back from the window, sir, madam. My duties today are vital for protecting the liberty, order and property of the citizens of Manchester.
Doctor, what did the Reverend mean about reading the Riot Act?
It's a warning to the crowd. By law, if he reads out a warning to desist and they ignore him, then the meeting can be declared unlawful. And if it's unlawful, they can send the troops in. It's the linchpin of this whole disaster. But where are your witnesses, Reverend Small? Where are the magistrates?
Probably hiding from the rabble.
They'll be doing good works elsewhere. You two will be my witnesses as I perform my solemn act.
Come off it! Who's going to hear you reading from here?
I shall now say my piece. Our sovereign lord, the king, commands all persons assembled to disperse themselves peaceably to their habitations.
The horses are getting frightened, Father. This isn't how it was meant to be.
There, William. There he is. The old fool up on the window, see?
What's he saying? I can't make out a word.
He's reading them the riot act.
But no one can hear.
Pity that, ain't it?
But that's not fair.
What's fair got to do with it? We'll show them.
Oh, I want no part of this.
You're already part of it, boy. On the side of the city fathers.
Upon the pains contained in the act made in the first year of King George the First for preventing tumults and riotous assemblies, God save the king!
There. You realise no one heard you? I doubt anyone even noticed you.
Tegan, we should go. We must find Nyssa.
I have done my duty. Now, may God have mercy upon their clamorous, unhappy souls.
Hey, watch out! Give Peter back to me, Nyssa. There, baby. All will be well.
It's becoming much more rowdy. I don't like this.
Everyone's excited. Look at the Dean's Gate end. Can you see the crowd parting?
Maybe it wasn't such a good idea bringing Peter.
Oh, it's a peaceful day. Everyone's in their Sunday best. There'll be no trouble. I've got to get to the hustings. They're expecting me on the platform.
Which way?
We're aiming for the big building with the pillars, see? The free trade hall.
But we'll never get there through the crush.
Oh, I can't let them down. I said I'd give my speech.
Crowds are even thicker now.
There's William.
William, over here.
Tegan, so you're out?
Well, don't sound so disappointed.
It might be safer in the cells than out here.
William, where's your father?
They're leading the advance on the crowd. Doctor, things aren't as they should be. I never knew they were doing all of this, I swear.
All of what?
I've just been checking the streets. All the approaches to St. Peter's Fields, Portland Street, Lower Moseley Street, they've sealed them off.
But that's madness.
They've got special constables out, and all the cavalry.
Well, I hope you're satisfied, Yeoman Hurley.
I might look the part, but I'm not part of this, Tegan. I've told my father that too. It's wickedness, that's what it is.
You said it.
There's more. They're setting up field guns on Moseley Street.
What?
As if this were a battlefield. As if we were at Waterloo.
Captain Hurley, you witnessed the reading of the riot act?
I did, sir. And the crowd paid no heed whatsoever, persisting in this insurrection.
Good. Then I shall address the cavalry.
Mr. Hurley, sir. Thomas Tyler, remember, the newspaper man.
Stand back, Tyler. You're alarming my horse. Stand down, sir. Keep out of this.
I am only here to observe, as you well know.
On my mark, men. We will proceed through the crowd undeterred. We will march on the Free Trade Hall in order to arrest the speechmakers and rabble-rousers before they can even begin to deliver their vile oration.
What's that, sir? You can't ride horses through the crowd.
Hold your tongue, man. What would you know?
There are too many people. They're too tightly packed.
Present! Her! Use the flat of your blades only. Our mission is to send them scuttling back to their sewer.
But you've sealed off the whole of St. Peter's Fields. The crowd has nowhere to disperse to.
Silence, sir, or you'll be the first to feel the flat of my blade.
You'll mark these words, Thomas Tyler.
Look at these men, Hurley. They've been drinking. They're in no fit state.
Sniffed it to stiffen the sinews, that's all.
And the horses are agitated. None of you is fit to proceed.
Make formation!
Out of the way, Scribbler.
Hurley! Hurley!
Unsheath your blades! On my word! God save the king!
It's hopeless, Kathy. We can't push through.
But they asked me to talk.
I know I'm a public speaker of the First Order, but even I am unconscious.
That's Mr. Hunt, I think. They say his voice carries clear across fields. He's famous for it.
Well, I can't make out a word he's saying. What's he talking about?
The rights of ordinary people. So we can vote for who rules over us. So we can afford even simple things, like bread. Hush, Peter. Hush! Oh, I'm so stupid, Nissa. What was I doing bringing him here?
Let me take him for a while.
No, he's mine.
I just mean to give you a moment's rest.
All his life they've tried to take him off me. He's not even a year old. He's never been properly mine.
Hey, wait, no, something's happening.
What's happening?
What's going on there? What's that?
Something's happening in the crowd.
Clear the way. Clear the way, I say.
They've given us no option. They simply will not stand aside.
Your orders, sir.
We must bring this rabble to order. On my signal, charge!
Something terrible is happening. They've sent in the hussars.
Use the edge of your blades! Anything!
They've drawn swords! Those men are heading directly to the podium! We're right in the middle! We have to move, Cathy! We have to!
Tegan, where are you?
Doctor, it's me, Thomas Tyler.
The reporter. What are you going to tell your editor about this thing?
I don't know yet.
Can't you see what's happening? Isn't it obvious?
Tegan, help us!
We can't move from here. This must be
the yeomanry say they have a right to defend the city.
Against what? Ordinary men, women and children waving banners?
Against anarchists trying to cause trouble. I've just come from the podium. The radicals are being dragged from the hustings.
So much for free speech. How does that make you feel, Thomas Tyler, as an investigative reporter? While you think on that, I need to find my friends.
Where's my wife?
Where's my wife?
I don't give much for your chances of finding anyone in this
carnage! That's what this is! Tyler, help me!
Mr. Hurley, sir.
Captain Hurley, get out from in front of my horse, you fool.
I'm Robert, remember? I work for you, in your factory. Cathy's father. Cathy, who serves in your house, at Hurley Hall.
What are you doing here? I pay you good wages, and this is how you repay me?
I would never be here on my own accord, sir. It's just Cathy. My Cathy came here.
Then you should have forbidden her. Can't you control your daughter?
I tried, sir. I told
her. Then I suggest you find her and get her away from
you. You don't understand, Mr. Captain Hurley, sir. She has the child with her. She took the baby with her and brought him here.
What? You let her bring a child into this?
What's going on here? What are you doing, Hurley?
This man is from my factory.
Is he being a nuisance?
Please, sir.
Roberts, I command you to find your daughter and return home with both her and the baby immediately.
She said it was to be a peaceful march. What has happened here?
I'll tell you what's happened here, you stinking peasant. Insubordination, revolution, wholesale destruction of private property. They'll see this city razed to the ground. They'll see it all turned into slums. That's how they want it. Because that's all they know.
Go home, Roberts. Find the children and take them home.
You can't be doing this to us, Roberts.
You need help here. My son's wounded. My wife's been taken from me. You see my wife? She was dragged away.
Look at them. Look at what they've done.
They shouldn't have panicked. If they hadn't panicked...
They panicked because your lot were riding over them waving their... William, wait!
What is it?
I saw Nissa, I think. Right in the thick of it, helping the wounded.
Where? I can't pick out anyone.
Now she's gone again. I could have sworn.
Tegan, it's futile. Come on, boy. Ah!
You're not turning round.
There's nothing we can do here. But we can still help.
How?
By letting people out. The exit's on Mount Street and Deansgate. Come on! Yeah!
going to be a while before this clears, Thomas Tyler.
I couldn't leave St. Peter's Fields now, even if I wanted to.
They're firing field guns. It's monstrous.
Well, they wouldn't without good reason. Surely they would.
What reason could they give for firing on civilians? This isn't Waterloo!
No. No, it isn't.
Do you know the Hurley family? Did you know they were in the yeomanry?
Well, of course.
And that by being with them, you'd have a ringside seat at what was being planned.
Planned? What do you mean, planned?
I believe Hurley Senior knew exactly what was going to happen. Yes, I'd say it was planned.
But who would plan misery and death on a scale like this?
They're letting the crowd through now.
Thanks for talking to them, William. At the soldiers, I mean.
It was my only option. We might stand a better chance of seeing your friends now.
What's that big building with the columns?
The Free Trade Hall. They're still fighting over there.
There's been no fighting. Just one lot on horseback with swords attacking defenseless people on the ground.
It's like a vision of hell. Kathy, we have to keep moving. If anything happens to me, Nissa, please take Peter. Of course. But don't leave him with my father. Promise me. We'll get out of here safely. I'm sure we will. Come on. I think there's a break in the crowd.
Give them no quarter. They've asked for this.
No! They're doing it again, charging straight at them!
Tegan, we have to keep back. Wait. There! Just down from the hall! In the red!
It's Nissa! William, that's Nissa! 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 Get down! Get away from there! They'll never give up. They won't stop. They won't stop until everyone of us is dead.
God save the king.
Kathy, look out.
Nissa, where are you?
Tegan.
Doctor, it's you.
Have you seen Nissa?
We caught a glimpse of her beside the hall. Then the horses came again. And...
give me a sword.
What?
Just do it, William. The doctor knows what he's doing.
Doctor, have you gone mad?
Tyler, you're here too.
Lord alone knows. Madness would easily be caused by such sights. But the world will know what has happened here today.
No time for that now. William, the sword.
What are you going to do?
Wait here, all of you.
Doctor, you can't go in there.
I can't just stand here. I'm going after him.
No, miss. It's no place for you.
Get off me.
You heard the doctor. I have to wait.
Nissa. Nissa, I can't move. I can't get up. What happened, Nissa?
You were hurt, Kathy. The horse trampled you. We need to get you to someone who can help.
I don't recall.
I didn't move you.
Peter. Where's Peter? Where's he gone?
He fell from your arms. I have him, Kathy.
Give me my son. He's so quiet.
I'm sorry.
Oh, he's such a good boy. Even in all this noise.
That's all of them. That's the lot.
Our job is done. Their pathetic rebellion is over.
It's a job well done.
They must regroup on Mount Street. Leave the carcasses and the wounded. They have nothing to do with us.
Help us, please! Don't leave us down here!
Did you carry me?
Yes. A job well done.
You!
What? What's that?
Mr. Hurley!
Are you addressing me, young woman?
You did this. You and all your men did this.
How dare you address me so? I shall have you arrested.
Nissa, thank goodness, are you hurt?
No, but...
of course, you're the doctor's friend. Doctor, what are you doing armed? Where'd you get that weapon?
Mr. Hurley, Captain Hurley, I'm asking you very politely to dismount, to put down your sword.
What? Surrender? You fool, the battle here is over. We are victorious.
You call this victory?
Are you threatening me, sir?
He isn't, but I might.
Nissa...
you did this, Hurley. It was your horse that charged us. It was you who rode over us. It was you who crushed Kathy underfoot.
Kathy? From Hurley Hall?
No. I would have seen, surely. I would have seen.
Get down from your horse. Put down your sword.
You trampled Kathy, and you have killed her son.
What? I couldn't have. It's impossible.
The child is dead, and you, Mr. Hurley, are to blame.